Family Golfing, Surrey Storm 2019. I thought we'd have a quick look at how you got started. Was it at school?
Yeah, I started playing in primary school. And then my secondary school had some really good PE teachers that were sort of specific for netball. And so that was really helpful. We went to nationals every single year. So I had a really good school set up. And yeah, they sort of pushed me to go to Termford, which has then really helped progress my netball. So yeah, really appreciative of my school teachers for that.
And playing for Termford, that speaks for itself really. But how important have they been to you so far to where you are today?
Yeah, Termford are really important. I think I sort of joined them when I was about 15, which is normally a bit later than most people. Most people go when they're sort of younger. But sort of since that age, that's when my netball's really progressed. So I think, you know, clearly they've had a really important impact. Head coach at the minute is Danny Titmus of our Prem 1 squad. I've known her for a really long time, so she's really supportive. And yeah, I really like the way that she coaches. And yeah, get to learn a lot from her.
The nice thing was, we've been in touch with a Termford spokesman who said how you've worked your way through the regionals to Prem, vice captain of the squad, easily the quickest player on court and one of the hardest workers. So how does that make you
really
feel?
That's really nice to hear. Yeah, as I said, Termford are really important to me. So hearing that kind of feedback is really nice.
I'll tell you who said that after we finish the interview, all
right? Okay.
So how were you spotted to trial for Storm's NPL?
I think I was around 14, 15. I went along to a regional summer camp and Emma Blackmore was coaching there. And she was head coach of Storm at the time, of the Storm Under 19 setup. She invited me along to trial and then I've been with Storm ever since.
But it maybe wasn't a case of you following Storm at the time, because didn't you also follow Mavs?
Mavericks was my sort of region. So any time that tickets were available for schools or for clubs or for region, it would always sort of be pushed to go and watch Mavericks. But I did really like a lot of the players over at Storm, particularly Tamsin Greenway, Pamela Cookie, pretty much all of them, to be honest. When Emma invited me along to trials, that was just incredible for me because, yeah, Storm was who I was really aspiring to be, and the opportunity to play alongside that kind of player was incredible.
You made your debut then against a lot of those players at Wasps last season, wasn't it? So people like Sophia and Hannah and Amy.
Yeah, that felt really special. My first year or two training alongside Super League when I was still in the under-19 setup was with all of those players there. So, yeah, it just felt really nice that the first time that I actually stepped onto a Super League court was surrounded by players that I actually know quite well and I've trained alongside. Tamsin was on the court, had a lovely chat with her afterwards. Making my debut against Wasps did feel special.
And last season as well, you would have been playing with people like Mickey and Georgia in the same squad?
Absolutely, watching them. And then, particularly when I was over at the under-19s, they're sort of a couple of years older than me. So, right, they're the exact people that I'm sort of aspiring to be when I'm 16 years old. So, yeah, then that realisation that, well, actually now I'm playing alongside them is just amazing.
How was that step up from NPL to Super League? Is there a noticeable change?
Yeah, I think there is a noticeable step up, even in terms of sort of the pace of the game, and it can be a bit rougher. You have to be a bit, you know, you have to stand your ground a bit more. I think it's helped having an under 21 team. I think that jump from under 19s to Super League is quite big, but actually having the under 21 set up for the last couple of years helped me a lot to sort of prepare, because you're starting to play alongside sort of younger people that are playing in the Super League that are also playing across under 21s. Playing Prem 1 and Prem 2 is really helpful because, again, there's similar players that are playing across both leagues. So I think that's helped to prepare me a lot and minimise that step a bit, especially having the support of particularly the Super League team this year, Katie Holland, Mickey Austin. That's a really supportive setup. So the step up doesn't feel as big as I think I first thought it would be.
How's the balance between the studying and the training and Super League as well?
Yeah, well, I'm studying at the University of Surrey. So it's obviously everything's nice and close together, so I don't have to do much travelling, which is amazing. And the uni of it, really supportive. I'm on a sports scholarship there, so get sort of various different things offered to me, which does help make things a bit better, although I am in final year. So that is a a little bit more stressful than previously, but it's just, you know, managing my own time and having, we've got a really good S&C coach, Tom, who helps me to manage all the things that I'm doing, and Mickey as well. I can always just go and chat to her about sorting my time out. So that's really helpful.
I needed to ask you about Fast Five. What was that like for you?
Fast Five was amazing. Obviously, having Shani Layton was just incredible. When I found out that she was coming, well, when the whole team found out she was coming, it was just like, it was a real hype around it. The energy that she brought, being able to train with her for sort of the week and a half before, was just amazing. She's really inspirational person and just brought this real drive to the team, which I think has still stayed with us. And yeah, Fast Five, one of the most nervous I've been, I think, beforehand, just knowing how many people were watching, both at the Copper Box and sort of on the TV, and then playing alongside Shani, and yeah, it being sort of our first step out as the new Storm squad this season. So yeah, there was a lot of nerves, but also a lot of excitement around Fast Five. I really enjoyed the day. I'm really looking forward to hopefully it happening again next year.
The good thing is, looking at the new side for 2019, it seems like you're a side that just almost has clicked instantly. Would that be true?
Yeah, I think that is true. The vibe around the team this year is really, really nice. Really supportive atmosphere. Again, because new players have sort of come in again, that sort of mixes it up a little bit. But actually, it's all fitted in really nicely. I think I feel really comfortable this season with all of the players. And, you know, we can have a laugh together, but also crack on and work hard in training, which I think is really important.
What about the fact that Serena's back at Bath? Cat Seaward Sirens. As a player, I suppose you can't wait to play those kind of games along with everything else.
Yeah, I mean, that just makes it even more exciting. Having those, that sort of level of player back in the Super League just raises the bar a little bit more, and also adds to all the sort of excitement around the games. So, you know, more fans coming to watch or tuning in on the TV, or more sort of talk around the games, I think, yeah, is really important and really, really exciting. Obviously, our first game is against Scotland, so an exciting one to start off with.